I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the biggest start for Folti since he's been here. And the reason why tonight, as the Braves take on the Twins, is because we didn't trade for starting pitching. We went and improved our bullpen. We spent our money on Dallas Keuchel. This is the move like getting a starting pitcher in the trade deadline. And if Folti can live up to it, and you say, well, wait a minute, it's one start. Yeah, because guess what? He's 4-0 in Gwinnett, and he's looked the part again. So all of a sudden now, if he doesn't tonight, you start to lose confidence like you did with Kevin Gausman. And we know what happened with Gausman. Now, I'm not saying that Folti's going to be picked up on waivers, but this is the jolt, Mike, that we could use that might catapult our starting rotation in the playoffs. Folti's got to show up and pitch well tonight and then build on it. Because if he can do that, it's going to give this starting rotation a lot better confidence. Julio's pitched, you know, seemingly well. You see Dallas Keuchel coming along. Soroka was great last night. This game was not his fault last night. And again, we know about Max Fried. Can Folti do his part?
Right. Foltynewicz, we've talked about it, whether it was between the ears. I think sometimes he gets too amped up. We've talked about some of the weirdness after he had that injury, which kind of put him behind the eight ball, never really felt 100% comfortable out there. But remember, last year you touched on it. He's an all-star. He's our number one. We break camp. When we first have pitchers and catchers report, he's the number one starter. We're in a million years. I don't think Braves fans expected we'd be here now into the dog days of August, and we're waiting to see what Foltynewicz is going to show up. He had good rehab starts and then good starts at Gwinnett. The strikes are where they're at. Balls are not a problem. Carl, to me, it's about the pitch selection. He's got a fastball. He's got to get that thing moving. Slider's got to have some slide to it. And, you know, some confidence with that sinker, because that's, I think it's a pitch. Curveball is never really, you know, that great for him. But either way, I'm with you, man. And by the way, pressure, as you say, high leverage, I'm not saying it's, you know, be all end all, but it is a tough place to pitch. It's a really good Minnesota team. We saw how good these guys are.
It's a tough spot.
Yeah, these are good hitting. It's a good hitting club. Yeah. They're going up against Berrios, another good pitcher. That's why they're in the position they are in that division.
You're right, Mike. And that's why, again, if he can perform well tonight, and I'm going to let you hear Brian Snicker talk about Folti here in a second. But, guys, this could be that thing that goes, okay, now I feel so much better about our starting rotation. Are we better than the Nats? Do we have a better three than the Nats? Do we have a better three than the Dodgers? That's really what we're talking about here. Mm. Do we have a better three, all right, than Milwaukee? I mean, these are the clubs that potentially we're going to see, and Minnesota has been a good test, and they played well, by the way, against teams that seem to be playoff bound or better than 500. Here's Brian Snicker talking about Folti.
That'll be awesome for us. I mean, it'd just be a huge addition for us. You know, the starting, you know, I think we've solidified our bullpen, but you know, the starting pitching is going to have to, again, as we talk about, they're going to need to be the ones that carry the load.
Now, tonight, Ender's going to bat in the ninth spot. The Snicker and the coaches are going to try to confuse the Twins, Carl, by putting Charlie Culberson at shortstop. They'll think it's Gansby. So Charlie's going to bat in the eighth spot. Acuna, Albies 1-2. And, again, if you didn't see it last night, man, one of the cooler moments, Josh Donaldson taking his base as the pitch hadn't even crossed home plate last night.
It was pimp.
Yeah, Freddie goes opposite field. Maybe Freddie, if I heard Jeff Francoeur last night on Fox Sports saying that's a great sign for Freddie, where he's going. Adam Duvall again in left. Matt Joyce will be your designated hitter up there in Minnesota.
Okay. And by the way, last night, real quick, I know you're worried. I get it. Green comes in, first two appearances as a Brave, doesn't get the job done. Last night it was Chris Martin. Okay, so the newest additions of our bullpen haven't necessarily given us any confidence.
Yeah.
I think it's going to change. I get it. Brian Snicker also saying he's going to be patient with these relievers. I just don't have that kind of patience. I know that it takes a moment for guys to get adjusted, but I'm not as worried as some people.
Okay. Because Chris Martin last night, again, that dude, and that's one of their big young prospects from Minnesota who just hit that, like, stud. Paul Bunyan, tomahawk that sucker, dead, what was that, 800 feet? But anyway, dead center. The other thing is, if you're also on the broadcast last night, I heard Chip Carey and Jeff Francoeur talking about it. They were talking to the Minnesota broadcast team, Burt Blyleven, guys saying, because they see Shane Green a lot in that division with Detroit,
yep.
And they're saying the guy's got electric stuff and he'll get through this. And that's the other team they're talking about it. It just, you could not have a more inauspicious start for any of these guys other than maybe Mark Melancon last night, who's okay.
Yeah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.